Police have a role to play in ending the political vigilante menace. But until we empower our police to act independently, they will still continue to wait for certain directives from politicians. If we fail to empower the police to be assertive and impartial, then we should be careful when we are accusing them.
CSP Dr. Agojo said political vigilante groups should not be entertained in this country, since their members could turn around to replicate what rebel and terrorist groups do when they feel neglected.
This is because the motivation for joining political vigilante group is not different from the motivation for joining a rebel or terrorist group. If they feel neglected, we might end up producing a ready army of disgruntled and disillusioned youth with no loyalty to the state and therefore vulnerable to all kinds of deception.
The Deputy Director of the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Dr. Franklin Odro, said the rise of vigilante activities in the country reflects the need for civic and democratic education for the general public on the true authority of the president to make appointments.
The implication of what we are witnessing is that the country still is in deficit in terms of civic and democracy education in Ghana. Not only generally, but even the political parties supported themselves, how much do they understand of the authority of a president to appoint? And if you even disagree, what is the peaceful will of expressing your dissatisfaction in that?
The speakers also called for the proper management of state property by people in power.